Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to WMIE again today, 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship. My name's Bob Arthurs, and we want to thank you for making us part of your day. Thank you for investing in your awareness and of the Word of God, your knowledge of the Word of God, and I pray that you will be in maturing in your understanding of the Word of God the same way that I am as we go through these passages. Don't be deceived. That's what we're talking about today. Don't be deceived, and we're going to be finishing up in Colossians chapter 2. You know, there just because someone has a slick presentation doesn't mean that the thing that they are presenting is true. And so we're going to be talking more about that. But I will tell you this, and this is something you can believe, and that is that the folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 321-632-9538, that they can help you whether you have electrical needs or if you have air conditioner needs. I know because I've used them. And they were just out at my home doing some electrical repairs, replacing some outlets and switches and other such items here not too long ago. And they know what they're doing. They've got the equipment to test and all that sort of stuff. Have you ever been mystified by electricity? Well, I want you to know they understand it. They know how it operates. And they can come and they can get you fixed up, whether your air conditioner didn't survive some of the power outage and then the power onage. I just made up that word there, I think. But if your house suffered some inconveniences and some equipment failed as a result of the hurricane here a couple of weeks ago, give them a call. If your air conditioner has thrown up the surrender and said, I give up, I cannot battle this heat all by myself anymore, I need some help, call the folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric and have them come out and get your equipment fixed up, tuned up, and ready to keep you cool again. And if it's a little more extensive than just a repair, they can tell you about that as well. They go all throughout Brevard County, 321-632-9538. Recently, somebody from the church said, I need the phone number. And so I gave them the phone number for Wyrick Air and Creative AC Solutions and said, you know, here's the information that I have. And we highly recommend their services to you. If you need them, give them a call. You will not be disappointed with the quality of their work. 321-632-9538. So we're going to go back to Colossians chapter 2 today, and we are looking at not being deceived, not being deceived. We ended up, let's see, yesterday at verse number 7 is where I have the note there. And so I want to take you to verse number 8. We're going to read verses 8 through 10 today, and it says, beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. I got very excited when I was studying this passage because I don't want to be deceived. I don't want to be living beneath the provision that Jesus has for me. I don't want Merit Assembly of God functioning beneath the provision that God has for it. I don't want to be making less of an impact. I'm thankful today that God provides everything that we need. We are supposed to receive the Lord. We're supposed to walk in him. We're supposed to be rooted and built up. We're supposed to be established in him. We're supposed to be abounding in faith and thanksgiving. And not only does it say for us in verse number 4, now this I say, lest anyone should deceive you with persuasive words. But in verse number 8, it says, beware lest anyone cheat you. Cheat you. And that means, I was actually surprised by this. This is not the same word that we've talked about before where it's translated deceive, but it means to cheat. This word means to seduce completely and to lead away as the spoils of war. In other words, this is not just about depriving the saints of the provision of God, but the intent of the enemy is to cheat us, to cause us to believe something that is not true so that we will act in a manner in which God does not want us to act, so that we are led away as the spoils of war. I don't want to be that. I don't want to be a notch on the devil's trophy wall. I don't want to be something that he celebrates as a victory. The only person who's ever paid anything. Listen, the enemy will try and cheat to take possession of you. Jesus actually paid the price for us. Jesus paid the price for us. And so I don't want to be lied to. I don't want to be seduced in a spiritual sense or a physical sense for that matter. I want to thank God for the things that he's provided for me. I don't want to allow anyone else to have the influence that it is going to result in my harm or my bondage. Jesus came for us to be free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There's freedom. And so today, whatever your bondage might be, whatever your addiction might be, don't let the enemy cheat you and into keeping you captive to that thing, whether it is a substance or anything else. While I was away to visit my dad and my mother and my family and celebrate my dad's birthday, that was what the trip was all about. I was away for 4 days. I gained 6 pounds. And part of that was the last day I didn't eat that much. I just didn't eat that much. Now, in all fairness, I wasn't doing the exercise that I was doing before. So I'm out of my routine nutritionally. I'm out of my routine behaviorally. But the other part of the situation was I ended up, I love Mexican food. If anybody in the future ever does a DNA test on me, they're probably going to see that I ate a lot of Mexican food. I love Mexican food. And I can do good until they set the chips and the salsa in front of me. And in this case, it was not only chips and salsa, but it was chips and queso. And they kept bringing basket after basket after basket. And after we were all said and done, everybody was like, you don't really give any consideration to how many tortillas you've just eaten until you realize that those things are basically cut into sixes. And at that point in time, you probably ate 10 to 15 tortilla shells. And it's like, I am not going to be in bondage to that stuff. I'm going to allow God to bring me deliverance. So it talks about the tools. What are some of the tools that the enemy will use to cheat us with and carry us away into captivity? Well, Paul goes on and he says, beware lest anyone cheat you through, here's the tools, philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. So the word philosophy is the study of wisdom, the study of wisdom. And so if you just look at this, you would say, well, does that mean that we're not supposed to apply to be wise? Well, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The Bible talks that there is an earthly wisdom and there is a heavenly wisdom. This is saying, do not let people lead you astray. cheat you, seduce you, keep you in captivity due to the philosophies of men and this world. The wisdom of heaven is greater than the wisdom of this world. The wisdom of this world comes and go. It changes with the times. But the wisdom of heaven, it endures forever. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It is the beginning of knowledge. If wisdom has any other foundation than the relationship we have with God, it has the potential to deceive and to keep you as captivity, and for the enemy to carry you away as the treasure of war. I don't want that. So I don't want to be cheated by wisdom that doesn't come from God. Well, you say, well, what does that look like? Now, first of all, let me show you what that doesn't mean. That we're supposed to bury our head in the sand and we're not supposed to improve our skill set at work, and it does mean that we are going to operate by the principles of heaven. So a person might come and say, well, you know what? If you will just lie in this situation here, it's going to work out better for you in the short term. Well, for me, I'm not concerned about the short term nearly as much as I am about the long term. I heard a funny story while I was away, and we were in church, and a person had approached this lady and said, you know what, we can make your long-term investments go up astronomically. And he was talking to an elderly woman, and she said, long-term, Sonny, I don't even buy green bananas. So she was like, you know what, at any point in time, I could be ready to transition out of here. And so The philosophy of this world might try to get you to cheat, to lie, to steal, to manipulate, and all of those sort of things. And you may watch some people get ahead in the short term. But Psalm 73 says you've got to look and see what the end result of that is. The philosophy of heaven is greater than the wisdom that this world has to offer. Where the philosophy of the world says what you need is people who will serve you, Jesus came to show us that if you want to be great, you serve those around you. You serve everybody. Be the servant of all. And so there's a completely different paradigm of wisdom that we operate, and the philosophy of men will cheat you from experiencing the steadfast faith that God wants you to have. The second tool is empty deceit. It means that it is something that has been emptied of substance. There's no content to it. Have you ever ate something and you thought it would satisfy, and then when you got done with it, you felt like you hadn't eaten anything? Or you pick something up. I see commercials on television. It shows people picking things up, and it looks really heavy until, you know, they show that it's just a prop and it doesn't have any substance to it. This word deceit is delusion or deceit. There, where people will lie to you, they will promise you a result, and it's got no substance to it. There's no guarantee. Remember, if someone promises you something too good to be true, more than likely, it's too good to be true. Okay? So you and I, we need to have our spiritual eyes wide open. We live in a world, in a world system that has no problem lying to accomplish its means, and we need to make sure that we do not fall for the lie. Okay? Trust but verify. In Missouri, they call it the show me state. They don't just want to hear the promise. They want to see the substance. They want to see the results for themselves. And so I pray that you and I will be very, very wise in this world. And we would recognize that if a person will lie to us, they will also lie about us. If they will lie to you, they will lie about you. If they will violate the commands of God with you, they will violate the commands of God towards you. We need to be very, very alert. It goes on and says, not only through philosophy and empty words, but according to the tradition of men. Listen, this world does not like change. But if I asked you, do you like improvement? Do you like your new car over your old car? You would say yes. Do you like your remodeled house over your old house? You would say yes. Well, why is it that we are so afraid? Why is it that we're so apprehensive about God making us more like Him? Listen, as a fallen human being, I'm not the best me that I can be. But with Jesus as my Lord, He's constantly making me, molding me, shaping me, forming me, transforming me into the image that He created me for along the way. Some people get so hung up in tradition that they forget what the tradition was all about in the first place. You know, there's the old story about the lady who was teaching her daughter to cook, and she cut 3 inches off of the roast. And the little girl said, well, Mom, why do you cut the end 3 inches off of the roast? And she said, well, I don't know. Let's go ask Grandma. Grandma taught me to do it. And she said, well, I don't know. That was the way my mom always did it. And she's still alive. Let's go ask her. And they go ask her. And she said, well, honey, the reason I cut the 3 inches off the roast was that was the largest pan I had. And so people had just been going on and doing things year after year after year, not realizing that they were not operating with the same limitations that previous generations had. Traditions can be fine, but when traditions are elevated to displacing the command of God and obedience to the principles of God, then we have a problem with traditions. If traditions are in conflict with God, it's time to change the tradition, not change God to fit the new circumstance. Okay? So man's law never supersedes God's law. And it goes on and it says, according to the basic principles of this world. This means the elementary things, the things that get right down to the very foundation of life. You know, if I can tell you, you and I are still supposed to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Okay? If you go into Hebrews, you will find that there are elementary or foundational principles of the world. There are things that you and I, we realize that they're foundational. So you can either build your life upon the sand that will not withstand the storms, or you can build your life upon the Lord Jesus Christ, which will survive any storm, will survive the good things of life, the difficult things of life, the boring things of life. It will survive all that life has to throw at you. And so you and I, we can't allow the basic needs that arise in this world to unseat us from the principles of God. And it says this. Let me read verse 8 for you in its entirety. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. Ask yourself this question: who died for you? Was it this world, or was it Jesus? Who rose from the dead for you? Was it this world, or was it Jesus? And so we need to give the greatest priority to the things of God. Let me go on. We're almost running out of time here already. For in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. I want you to see that in Christ, everything that is God, that is of God, is all contained in him. And so when we seek him first, we not only get him, but we get everything he does, everything he is, everything he provides comes along with that. And so if you need joy, you need Jesus. If you need peace, you need Jesus. If you need salvation, you need Jesus. If you need a job, you need Jesus, who gives you the ability to produce wealth, who leads you and orbs and directs. Listen, I think that if we would press into God, that we would find that he's more than enough. He is the God who is more than enough. So when we first came to Merit Assembly of God, there were all sorts of encouraging people that were telling us all sorts of wonderful things. Oh, this is the church of this situation and that situation and this inability and that inability. And to each one of those things, I said, but that doesn't line up with the God of the Word or the Word of God. So when they said, you don't have any money, that's okay. God's got lots of money. Well, you don't have any people. That's okay. God's got people. Well, you're always going to be small. Somebody told me one time, nobody pays attention to the things that you say. That's okay. In due season, it's going to come to pass. You and I recognize today that your greatest spiritual or your greatest asset is not your bank account. It's not your looks. It's not your intellect. It's not your family. It's not your house, not your car. Your greatest asset is your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't let anyone deceive you. Don't let them cheat you. Don't let them keep you in captivity and carry you off into captivity by any other philosophy, any other primary need, anything like that. You say, you know what? Jesus is enough. Jesus is enough. What does verse number 10 have to say? And you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. Let me just say this, men. You're not complete because of a lady in your life. Ladies, you're not complete because of the man you have in your life. The only thing that completes us is Jesus. He is our all in all. He is the missing piece. That's just the reality. That word, in Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness. That means permanently resides. There's never going to be another resident, another address where you're going to find everything that there is about God that is made available to you and I. The fullness of the Godhead bodily means completion or filled to the full. And here in verse number 10, where it says that in him and you are complete in him, that means you are crammed full. That in Christ, you have no lack. There is no low spots. There is no high spots. You are filled to a hollow. You are completely and totally crammed full. And you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. Jesus is King of kings and Lord of lords. He is sovereign over every principality. He is sovereign over every government official, no matter what their title. He is sovereign over every military official, no matter what their rank. He is sovereign over every principality, every spiritual entity that there may be, anything that exalts itself against God. They will find that Jesus is superior in rank, in character, and in authority. He is the head of all principality and power. That means that he has authority more than anyone else has authority. He has abilities that no one else possesses. He exercises privileges that no one else can withhold from him. He is able to bless you and I. He has jurisdiction that is universal. That one time I was studying the word, and God said, we in the Bible, one of the things that nobody talks about is jurisdictions. Well, I want you to know that jurisdiction is universal to God. There's no place that his authority isn't in force and that he's not able to operate. When God declares that there's liberty, he has the authority and the power. He has the right and the strength to make those declarations. Today, the God that we serve is not some weak God, not some impotent God, not some little tribal chief someplace. He is the one who came to destroy the devil and came to destroy the works of the devil. And that last enemy that is going to be destroyed, it is too going to be destroyed. Listen, whenever Jesus engages in a battle, in a spiritual battle, it's never a long drawn out thing. It is very quick. It is very sudden. All it takes is a word that comes out of his mouth. Today, I want to encourage you there that when God is living inside of you, when the Bible says greater is he that is within you than he that is within the world, he means it. When God says that he wants to make you the head and not the tail, he means it. When he says that you are more than a conqueror through Christ, he means it. Today, you are victorious because of the sufficiency of the Lord Jesus Christ. The enemy will lie. He will provide all sorts of reasons and justifications as to why you are not walking in the victory that God has for you. But I want you to know, be steadfast, be established, be rooted and built up in the faith that the Lord Jesus Christ has provided for you. Abound in thanksgiving and in faith. And you say, you know what? If Jesus never does one more thing for me, but he will. If he never does one more thing for me, he's enough. He's enough. When we get to heaven, it's not going to be about our houses or our cars or the clothes that we wore or the jobs that we had. It is going to be about that great reunion that we have with the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't miss it for the world. God bless you. You have a great day. Tomorrow we are going to be right back here on WMIE, sharing the Word of God and building our faith together. I hope to see you then. Join us as we dive into 2 Thessalonians tomorrow right here on the Refresh Radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
More than I have.